When did you first think about wanting to have a home birth?
I think the first moment that I knew I was pregnant, the first time, it was one of the first things that I thought of. I didn't really even know anything about pregnancy and birth, but I started reading and just immediately knew that the hospital route wasn't what I wanted. What was the happiest moment of Clementine's birth?
I don't know what the happiest moment is. I could tell you what the funniest moment was.
Okay, what was it?
Well, it was after her birth, and you felt another contraction come along, and it was after we cut the cord, and you had nursed a little bit, and we got up to take you into the bedroom to birth the placenta. And as you stood up, it just plopped out on the floor. That was the funniest.
That was definitely the funniest and the most shocking.
Yeah.
And the biggest, messiest part.
I mean, if I had to pick a happiest moment, it probably was when as she was coming out, I remember our midwife, you know, I said one of the things, you know, I'm curious about is, like, you know, you always see on the TV, you know, they slap the baby to get them to cry and stuff like that. How do you get them, you know, to breathe? And she said, they pretty much do it on their own. All you got to do is just kind of rub their back a little bit and say, come on, baby. Or,
hey, baby.
Or the baby's name. It's time to breathe now. And so that's what I did. And that's exactly what happened. What are you most proud of?
I'm really proud of the way that you and I worked together through it. You know, I felt like I knew that no matter what happened or what we had to do, I knew that I could count on you, and I knew that there was nobody else that I would rather. There's nobody else that I could have possibly been there with that I would have been able, that I would have put 110% of my faith in. I was getting really tired, and we ran out of hot water. The time we ran out of hot water in the shower was really hard for me, but I knew you'd fix it, and you did, you know, and there's, like, little things like that. I'm proud that we figured out how to turn her. You know, her face was facing forward, and she should have been facing backwards, which we knew before she was born. We knew that through the end of the pregnancy, but she got her shoulder, I guess, got caught on my pelvic bone, so she couldn't make the turn. They spiral as they come out, and she couldn't turn because her bone was caught on my bone, which is pretty painful for quite a while.
Yeah, I saw that in you, and I knew there something had to be done, and that's when I got online and did that, looked it up, but that wasn't scary for me, but I just saw that. I didn't want you to feel defeated that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and wanted you to have the experience you wanted.
What do you want Clementine to know about you as her father?
I'd like for her to know that, we didn't just make this decision at a whim, you know,
mm-hmm.
And that all our decisions, while we're making decisions through her life, they're going to be that way. That's got to be pretty empowering for a young child to know that her parents got their back from the very second that she came into this world.
Maybe it's just because I'm a mother of daughters. Anything that we can do to empower her as the woman that she's going to be, you know, that we trusted my body, you know, to do what it was made to do without question. Childbirth is the most, probably, I think, the most profound experience that a woman can have. I mean, you know, bringing life into the world. I love you, Tom Sheehan.
I love you, Rebecca Butler.